Blog Talk Radio.
You. Ready. Good evening, podcast audience. It's Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, and it's time for the world premiere podcast, The Attic.
The Attic
is an urban-based podcast. All founding members are from the beautiful, toxic state of New Jersey. Now, my team, the folks that helped me put together this podcast, I got Big Brother, the Messenger, I got my baby sister, and my baby brother. We have Sister Tippy, and we have Nurse Carmen. Now, if you'll give me 60 of your minutes, guaranteed to entertain you. And again, we want to make Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, an event in your podcast life. Every Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, we want you tuned into
The Attic.
The Attic. Good evening, podcast audience. It's Wednesday night, live on your podcast, co-producer, a.k.a. The Attic. Weekly, we get together and we give you a little different perspective on events that are taking place in everyday news. Tonight we're going to talk about that bullshit with Gayle King. But before we get started, let me make sure my crew got energy tonight. Hey, how we doing out there, everybody?
Good.
From warm South Florida, good.
Okay. All right. You always gotta throw that warmness in there.
Silly.
But we'll catch up.
Yeah. The devil made me do it.
That's what it was. Speaking of the devil made people do things. Let's touch on that Gayle King nonsense that took place this week. And I got to tell you, before I play the clip, I got a couple of clips we're going to talk about tonight. But I gotta tell you before I play this, that was some different type journalism from Gayle King. Now, first of all, I want you to know I'm going to try to keep all my comments real politically correct, because just in case Gayle King hear my podcast, listen, if Snoop Dogg can say some shit about her and come back and apologize, that's probably somebody I ain't trying to fuck with, man. So let me play the clip and let's talk about Gayle King here for a minute. Here we go.
It's been said that his legacy is complicated because of the sexual assault charge, which was dismissed in 2003, 2004. Is it complicated for you as a woman, as a WNBA player?
It's not complicated for me at all. Even if there's a few times that we've been at a club at the same time, Kobe's not the kind of guy, never been like, you know, please go get that girl or tell her or send her this. I have other NBA friends that are like that. Mm-hmm. Kobe's, he was never like that. I just have ever seen him being the kind of person that would do something to violate a woman or be aggressive in that way. That's just not the person that I know.
But Lisa, you wouldn't see it though. As his friend, you wouldn't see it.
And that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't believe that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying things didn't happen. Mm-hmm. I just don't believe that things didn't happen with force.
Is it even a fair question?
Now, see, here's my thing. And let me tell you again, I'm pro Kobe on this right here, man. When she asked that question, when Lisa answered it, you could have just left it alone, Gayle. But when you kept pushing, to me, you trying to put dirt on that man. That's all I'm saying. Who disagreed with that?
It's like she wanted a different answer.
There you go.
Right.
I'm gonna ask this question. I'm going to ask this question enough times till I get the answer that I want.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to give you the answer. I don't know if I'm going to give you the answer that you want. But truth is the truth. Whether something happened or not.
Hold on.
He settled for it. The question was legitimate, I think.
No, well, we're not denying.
Is it not part of his legacy?
Who has a legacy that's not tarnished? And I'm not saying it's okay. But what I'm saying is this right here. I think that Gail went way out of bounds and did some, you know, with her questioning there. And from my perspective, when I looked at it, it looked like Gail wanted to try to change her answer because she wanted to throw some dirt on his name. But, you know, like I got another clip here for you. Again, I'm going to give you a little bit of it. Snoop answered back because, you know, my understanding is Snoop and Cole was pretty tight. And here's what Snoop said back.
Gail King. Out of pocket for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that? I swear to God, we the worst. We the fucking worst. We expect more from you, Gail. Don't you hang out with Oprah? Why y'all attacking us? We your people. You ain't coming after fucking Harvey Weinstein asking them dumbass questions. I get sick of y'all. I want to call you one.
So Snoop came back at her again, what I thought was a real sincere blast on her, man, because, again, you look, and don't get me wrong. And I'm not saying these folks didn't have it coming, but you look at that bullshit they did to Michael Jackson. Now, again, of all that bullshit, R. Kelly had it coming. I ain't mad at him about R. Kelly. But what they got to Oprah did to Michael, Gail now trying to put dirt on Kobe's name. But, again, I just think it's some bullshit. And I think Gail is way too polished to have to do shit like that. Now, if you're a new reporter, again, and I understand you're a new reporter trying to break into the game, okay, you might do some crazy shit like that, but Gail is way too polished for that. And I don't understand, and I hope there wasn't an underlying real meaning to why she did that. But before we go any further, I'm going to be, in all fairness, I'm going to let you hear what Gail said, and then we'll go ahead and have a conversation. This is what Gail responded back with.
I've been up reading the comments about the interview I did with Lisa Leslie about Kobe Bryant. And I know that if I had only seen the clip that you saw, I'd be extremely angry with me too. I am mortified, I'm embarrassed, and I am very angry. Unbeknownst to me, my network put up a clip from a very wide-ranging interview. Totally taken out of context, and when you see it that way, it's very jarring. It's jarring to me. I didn't even know anything about it. I started getting calls. What the hell are you doing? Why did you say this? What is happening? I did not know what people are talking about. So I've been told, or I've been advised, to say nothing. Just let it go. People will drag you. People will troll you. It'll be over in a couple of days. But that's not good enough for me, because I really want people to understand.
Now, okay, I'm trying to keep it fair, but for me, this is just me. Based on the apology that she gave, don't get me wrong. I know my forgiveness is nothing, but I would forgive her for that, because the words between the words to me said, yeah, I did some dumb shit. Y'all called me out on it. I can't admit openly what I did, but I'm sorry for that shit. That's what I heard. I don't know what she said, but that's what I heard. So I give her a pass from me.
No, but not. How was it taken out of context? I don't understand. My problem with what she did was when Leslie answered her question,
yeah,
she kept pushing it.
Yep.
she answered her, and instead of her leaving it you alone, mm-hmm. you kept pushing it. That's where yep. I have the problem at. So how was anything taken out of context? You kept pushing her. It's like the answer she gave you wasn't good enough. Or you just didn't want to accept it. Well, you really wouldn't see it, though, would you? You know, so I mean, what does that mean?
Well, let me
what
ask
does that
you
mean
this
exactly?
Thing.
I really wouldn't see it. I'm telling you how I feel, and you're telling me I really wouldn't see it.
Well, right. because
she,
she's saying
keep,
that she's
you continue to keep pushing it.
She's saying that she kind of got a bias because they were real good friends, so she can't
again,
see it from
the
other
but
people's perspective.
I know what she's saying, but the point is, if Leslie is telling you how
yes,
she feels about it, then
right.
that's her answer. That
well,
is
see,
her answer.
Alone.
Story.
Okay, so when Donald Trump be telling us that bullshit, we supposed to just leave it alone because that's his answer, even though we know it's not true.
This ain't what that is. This is about again what initially appeared to be trying to destroy that. I mean, trying to throw a lot of dirt on that man after his death. And what I really like when I read these comments is. All this time, Kobe been alive. After this shit been done, ain't nobody saying shit about that, man.
That's right.
And let me tell you something now. And you know, we can speculate all we want, but let's keep it 100 just for a second. Is it possible? You know what I'm saying? I'm playing defense attorney because I'm here for you, Brian. Is it possible they were at that point in his career? Somebody just sent that girl to his room. He went out and smashed out. Then she found out she wasn't with it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because do you think he really raped her? But you know what? I'm sorry. That's not even important. Because they went to court, had the case, and that shit is done. But right now, and that man, for you to try to pressure to get another story for that another interview or for that bigger, I don't get that from Gail. Again, I think Gail is way too polished for that. That's a rookie-ass move. Or for somebody who don't know no better.
If I'm not mistaken, I think she dropped the charges. He paid her off, so therefore he's not guilty of anything. With what paying her off?
Yeah, but see, but watch this though.
I don't think
that ain't even important.
I think
you know?
The charges.
We're not even.
But I'm saying, but that also,
about.
but it also came up in that interview as well because Gail spoke on that too. Because Leslie mentioned how there was no charges brought against him, and
we're
Gail
not even
mentioned,
see,
well, that's because. I understand what you're saying, but
okay.
I'm saying that was also brought up during the interview.
Yeah.
All right, so again, that ain't even a conversation about Kobe right now. That's all I'm. So in other words, all the shit that man did, that's what. Not here. I'm just saying that's what people want to focus on. You know, but I mean, but that's what people will focus on if they're led to focus on that. If that was a mistake, that, you know, since that time, that man has done so much good and so much to a lot of people and to his family. To have that,
I totally agree.
And I think it was bad journalists on Gail King's part. Period. Now, here's another question though. People think that Gail and Oprah got a history now of going out of their way to bash black men. What's your thoughts?
I don't know where that came from. I don't know where the hell that came from. I've never. If one speaks the truth, does that necessarily mean that they're out to hang black men?
Listen.
More harm to ourselves than any other people. Anybody
that's what
else
I'm talking
is.
About. Yeah, that's, see, that's,
so,
that's what I'm
don't
talking
be so,
about right
so
there.
Righteous.
We do that harm. When you said one speaks the truth, I'm saying if you're going to speak the truth, speak all the truth. Don't just speak a slanted truth that throws shade on one particular sect. And listen to what I'm saying. That's what the word is. I don't follow them enough to really voice in on that, but I'm just telling you what I read. I don't follow Gail or Oprah. You know, every time I hear Oprah giving some shit away. So when I hear Oprah, I don't follow Oprah on a political scale or what else she do. Because every time, you know, you get a car, you get a, that's all I hear from Oprah.
I've heard that as well about her. That was the comment that Snoop was referring to. That's why he was saying she didn't do that to that Weinstein gentleman because he was caught up in that scandal that he was in with that Hollywood scandal with all these actresses and whatnot. And
right.
And they didn't do that with him, but he did. But Oprah and Gail did that with Cosby, Michael Jackson. Now this thing with Kobe. So it seems like it appears to be it's always with black men, but never with any white men. So it was that Weinstein, then that Epstein, that gentleman. He was he killed himself, but still that scandal with him. Nothing was said against him. So it just appears that it's always with black men and never anything against white men. So that's
okay.
What Snoop was referring to.
Well, if it walk like a duck and it quack like a duck, what is it?
A saint.
I don't get that. I don't understand what you're saying.
I don't
what
understand
because
they were both they were found guilty. They're found guilty also.
Right.
So I don't understand that.
Right. There's been a lot of white men accused of stuff that they don't make issues out of. But then when it comes to the black ones, they have made issues with what they feel that they're letting. You know, why is it that they could get R. Kelly, Michael Jackson, you know what I mean, men of color? Why do they get them but they don't get the other men? Is it because the other men won't come on their show? What is the reason?
I'm going to say this and may make some of you guys unhappy. Are angry with me. But if you guys had the same fever, the same anger toward young men killing each other in the damn streets in the cities of this country, I may look at more sympathy on what you're talking about. I don't see this, I don't hear this anger of what we're doing in the inner cities in this country.
So you think the anger women, you think the anger ain't there? You just saying you don't hear it. Oh, but what we're talking about, and again, maybe we ought to do a little more speaking out on that on different shows. But right now, we're just simply saying that it appears.
I can't separate the two.
Okay,
that's me.
I got you. I hear you.
Maybe it's a generational thing. I don't know, but
now,
I don't separate.
Okay, but again, it probably should be separated, but moving right along. All right, well, watch this. In closing, well, I'm going to shut this down. I think that was some foul shit that Gail did. I think Gail went back, listened to it or whatever, and realized maybe it wasn't the best approach, put together that apology.
It was inappropriate
again,
for the time.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it could have just been handled a little more with a little more respect.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go, that's all. But again, if it's up to me, if it matters to anybody, I think Gail get a pass and we just keep right on moving forward, man. That's just me on that. But
okay.
You know, I wanted to transition and talk about 45. But before, watch this, before we get to my man, because he always gives us a laugh, before we get to him, what are we looking at in this Democratic primary here, folks? Now, I see this cat Bloomberg then popped up in the race. Some people say Bloomberg is just a more civilized Donald Trump, but they say this guy Bloomberg popped up in the race. And let me tell you something, at this point, or this juncture, I'm down with Bernie Sanders, man. I think Bernie Sanders is the most electable. Please, I gotta ask because everybody here from Jersey, so we right next door to New York, and we understand when Bloomberg was the mayor of New York about some of the things that was going on there. Do you feel this guy? Are you feeling Bloomberg?
No, I looked at him for about 3 seconds. And after I read some stuff on him and his musings, I have a big problem with him. I think he's a Donald Trump in sheep's clothing.
Only thing I feel for him is I hope he used some of that money to help the real candidates such as Elizabeth Warren, who needs to fund
him. Thank you very much. You've said it.
Say that again.
You've said what I've been saying to myself.
Yeah, I just wish he used some of that money that he's using, that because he said he did say he was going to help regardless if he wins or not. He's going to use his money. So I'm just hoping he run his course and then still continue to use his money, because so far he spent $500 million on ads, his very own money. So I just hope he used that money to help some people that really need it. Bernie's okay. But I'm not sure about Bernie's crowd, because honestly, Bernie's people kind of seem just like Donald Trump's people.
Yes, absolutely. And I feel that if he doesn't get the nomination, that they're gonna, I don't know if they're going to back somebody else. They don't seem like they're gonna be very supportive if he doesn't get it.
And that's why Hillary lost last year too, because Bernie's people felt that Hillary robbed them, and they voted for Trump.
Okay, but remember now, let us not forget, even though Trump was elected, Hillary did get the popular vote.
She would have gotten
They still didn't support like they should have.
Okay. Well, right. But what I'm saying
all
now
of
is,
that was Hillary's fault. Hillary didn't go to the right. She should have.
Okay.
She didn't go to a lot of places that Trump would not have taken if she had campaigned there.
Okay. But that being said, I personally think that Elizabeth Warren would make the best president, but Bernie Sanders is going to be the most electable president. That's what I think.
Okay.
I don't think he's electable because of his socialism.
But you got to remember,
I can hear Trump using the C word in the campaign.
Right, but what people fail to realize is those rich folks, they doing socialism. Bernie's is just to help us. Everything that Bernie wants to do for us is what the rich people are doing for themselves. The farmers, when Trump did that thing with the farmers and they was losing all that money, he paid them off. That's socialism. But see, once again, our problem is we always let certain people dictate to us what it's going to be. Now, they're making him out like, they're putting socialism with communism. And this is the way they see Bernie.
Of course.
And Elizabeth.
Of course.
But they're doing the exact same thing, but we allow them to tell us what is right for us and what is not. And everything that they've told us so far has not been good for us. So we've got to stop listening to what it is that they're saying and let ourselves speak to us who we feel is best regardless to what they say. And then the bottom line is, whoever the Democratic president is, if you don't vote for that person, then you deserve everything you're going to get, because you're going to get some stuff, because it's on its way. As a matter of fact, it has already started. That man is going wild in there.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Out of control. Completely out of control.
That's the only problem I have with Bernie's folks, though. They just so in love with him that nobody else will do. And we can't have that mentality this time around.
No. And that's what concerns me, that if he doesn't get the nomination, like, are they going to support somebody else? Are they going to wholeheartedly get behind somebody else and just support them? And I question that, because they didn't do it with Hillary. When he didn't get it, they didn't support her.
Yeah, but what you're saying is that you will vote for Bernie because you're afraid if you don't vote for him, nobody will. Nobody will vote for the winner. That's too much negativity for me.
What do you mean?
That's what it sounds like.
No, I'm saying that if Bernie doesn't get the nomination for president and somebody else does, will his people support that other person? because regardless if they don't get it, they still should back whoever the other person is.
Because at the end of the day, you don't want Trump to get it.
I mean, that's the bottom line. I think that's going to be an overriding factor. I think they may not want to come along. And the only faction of Democrats that going to have this issue are going to be the Bernie followers. But I'm simply saying, I think Bernie would be good for the nation. I think that
he's 8 damn years old. Leave me alone.
What you want, Buttigieg?
Hell no.
All right. I just don't think that the people of the United States will vote Elizabeth Warren in. I just don't think so. I definitely think that she would be the best president.
We said that about Barack too, didn't we?
Well, I mean, initially.
Y'all think Biden is done?
You think Biden is out
of
it?
Yes, I don't. Yeah, Biden should be kicking everybody's ass right now, and he's struggling. So the fact that he's struggling right now, I mean, he's not going to be able to hold on, man. I see it actually coming down. You know what? Because, my man Bloomberg, let me get back to Bloomberg just for a second. He's a racist. Yes, he is. Okay? I mean, let me say this. From what I read about him, he's not my choice. I'll put it like that. That's what I'll say about him. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt because I don't know that much about him. But I do know that he is campaigning the way a person should campaign to beat Trump. Do you understand what I'm saying? I wish that Warren or Sanders, I mean, I know they don't have that kind of money, but I wish they could campaign and attack ads. You got to, because everybody knows Trump a gangster, man, so you got to come at him like a gangster.
And I will say this,
he won't get my vote, but Bloomberg definitely, I like the way he's campaigning. I don't like him or what his message is.
When you got $65 billion that you can spend, $2 billion don't even affect him. And so he can campaign. And that's what he's doing. This is why he's up in the polls and stuff, because where everybody else is, he's outspending everybody like 4-1. And I'm sure all of them would like to advertise like that, but they can't.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I hear you. And trust me, when you hear him, Trump, talking about they spending their money, that's just a tax write-off to offset some other shit. They don't just get that money. That money ain't just given up. Instead of them donating to a charity, they donated to their presidency. Because that money that they spend, that ain't whatever. You ain't just giving that money up.
I don't think Trump wants to run against him. I really don't.
I don't think so. See, because again, he running that campaign that Trump can't fuck with. Now, if Trump bully you, when he bully you and you go stand your ass in the corner, well, then that's what he like. But see, again, I don't like Bloomberg, but I like his technique. That's all I'm saying.
We could always go to the old adage, anybody but.
And that's what it is right now. Because let me tell you something. It doesn't matter who the next president is or how bad the next president is. I'm kind of certain. You know, I ain't positive. I'm kind of certain that this president right here has set marks that we'll never see again in anti-diplomacy. So no matter who the next couple of presidents are... What?
I'm sorry. The bad part about it is he's only just begun. I mean, just the stuff he's done in the last 2 days is remarkable.
Yeah.
He's only just begun, and there is nothing we can do right now to stop him. The only thing we can do is get him out of office, and then we got to cross our fingers
because I don't think he's going to go quietly. I don't think he's going to go quietly.
But,
and nobody's got a plan if he doesn't go quietly.
Listen, Trump, what's he going to do? He's going to hold the White House hostage until he gets immunity against any prosecution.
They'll do to him like they did He'll be escorted out of the White House.
Yeah, okay.
Well, they said he's going to try to give himself immunity against some of these things that he's done.
He can't pardon himself.
They said never say never because he's doing all kinds of stuff. And they said never say never. They said it today on the news. Never say never because they said that that's what he's going to try to do. He might try to pardon himself.
He can't.
He has totally disregarded that whole constitution. He doesn't believe in that constitution.
You know what he'll do? He'll do it. And then they'll bring him up on charges, and then the Senate will say, not again, not this time, folks.
Yeah,
so,
who's going to stop him if he does it? Who's going to stop him? The Attorney General is in his pocket. That's his boy.
Now, let me, the
Senate is all Republicans. Who's going to stop him?
Now, just speaking of the attorney, just speaking of Barr for a minute. I'm sorry. Go ahead, OG. Muppet, go ahead.
No, what I wanted to say is, I go back to my faith in the American people. November the 3rd.
Okay.
There's a whole new damn jury.
Okay.
And another thing, if we can hold the House and flip the Senate, I don't care if Adolf Hitler's the damn president. He might
and
as well
if
go
a frog's ass was glass, he wouldn't.
Ain't nothing going to get through.
Okay. But listen to this, though. Speaking of the Attorney General Barr, now, last couple of days in the news, he made a little statement about, look, let me do my job to the president. He kind of threw a little shade at President Trump. Now, let me say this now, because again, criminals are criminals in my mind. So when you're talking about a certain fashion of people, you have to think like they think. I would not be surprised if that rift continued. And for whatever reason, Barr was suddenly let go, and they let him go, so that he would escape a lot of that Mueller prosecution. Because I don't think that's over. I'm sorry, I just don't. At some point, that's gonna come back up, and I think Barr did what Barr was supposed to do. Now, you know, go ahead and leave, because you know that's what Trump do. If you look out for him, he look out for you. Don't make no again. If he was a friend, he'd be a damn good friend to have, man. He'd be a damn good friend to have. But I think so. I think that whole thing between Barr talking about let me do my job to the president. I don't know. I don't think that had any realness to it at all. Because Barr knows better than anybody when you try to shoot some slick shit at 45, especially in a public setting. That's not going to go not unanswered. It just ain't going to happen like that.
It's not going to go unanswered, but what we're missing is the fact that all he was saying, and actually 45 don't even care what he was saying anymore. Trust me, 45 liked just what he's doing. And all he was trying to tell 45 is, you know, I got you. I just need you to be quiet. 45 said, no, you're going to keep doing what you're doing, and I'm going to keep talking because nobody can touch us. And that's where we're at. Nobody can touch him. He's doing anything crazy that you could imagine. He's doing it. He's doing it. He just put a guy in charge of the intelligence division, 16 different departments, who's never had any kind of experience at all. As a matter of fact, the guy that they put in charge, he was the ambassador over in Germany, I think. And he was given information to let them know if the FBI or anybody was investigating anybody. He was letting them know ahead of time, and now he's in charge of the Central Intelligence Division.
He's in a temporary capacity,
right?
So the Senate don't have to vote
exactly.
on him. That's
exactly.
So that's his strategy right there. Nobody has to vote on him because he's in a temporary capacity. It's crazy. And that's how he gets over. He doesn't put anybody in a permanent position. He puts you in temporary capacity in all those positions. It's crazy. Absolutely
just
crazy.
Totally bypass Congress. That's what
yep.
he did. When he put
and
him
the
as
Senate.
A
that's
a
what he does.
Right. So we've got to, and we've got to understand the seriousness of this. I mean, people look at their 401 and see that they've got some money in it, but it's got to be more than just that for us to continue to keep this guy in, because that money ain't going to be no good when he get finished doing what he do. I mean, honestly, guys, it may seem crazy, but we're on the road to dictatorship.
A banana republic. It's out of control. Over 2,000 judges are ready to get rid of Barr because they said the stuff that he's doing. Over 2,000.
But they can't get rid of ready to be impeached.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They want to impeach him. I'm sorry. They want to impeach him because of the stuff that he's doing, how he's interfering with all of these different cases. Stuff that we didn't even know about behind the scenes. And he did it since day one, since he got sworn in.
And you
he's
know
been
what?
Doing stuff that we didn't even know about.
Here's the real, real sad part for Black Americans. It don't matter who get in there. Life for Black Americans in North America ain't changing that much. So
well,
right
beg,
now.
I
we,
beg to differ. I beg to differ.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it's going to be where we need it to be, but Bernie, Elizabeth, I honestly believe that there will be a change for the better.
Well, you know, I have to hope so. But like I said, though, right now, if I had to go.
It can hardly get any worse.
If I had to go to the poll tonight, I'd have to back Bernie. Again, I would want to back Elizabeth. I want to keep saying that, but right now I think that would be like a wasted vote. But I'm pretty sure though, I'm pretty sure, and I hope I'm right, that it really don't matter who comes
when
out
that Bernie campaign manager in New Jersey gets a hold of you, he'll change your mind.
Yeah, well, I think it really don't matter who comes out of the Democratic primary as the Democratic nominee. I think they're going to be the next president. I do.
It's ABT.
Who?
If Bernie is the thing, I would have to vote for Bernie. I'll hold my nose, but I'll have to vote for Bernie.
And again,
what do you guys
you're
think
right.
What do you think about Amy? What do you think about that Amy? You think she stands a chance?
I don't know anything about her. My candidate is Warren.
Well, my candidate will always be Corey, but
he ain't free flying around the country he was able to
it don't
do.
Matter.
That was a
my
joke.
It doesn't Nobody matter.
Paid.
That was my candidate.
Nobody took
that. Well, let me stop you on that as far as it being a joke. It wasn't really a joke that we allowed people to make it a joke, but he's just as serious a candidate as anybody else there.
Well, I'll tell you what they're going to do. Whoever is the nominee for president, they're going to have to go back and find one of those African-American candidates to be their vice president for sure, because they're going to have to try to get – they're going to have to try to find somebody to rally that Black vote. So they're going to have to find one of them candidates. They're going to have to.
I don't know.
Exactly, or a woman.
Anti-Trump.
Yeah, that Black vote going to fall in line regardless.
But
I don't
I'm saying,
know.
But it's going to help them. It's going to help
it would
them.
Be,
still.
Oh,
like
it
you
would
said,
be nice.
Either that or a woman. They're going to have to do one or the other.
Yeah, that would be nice. But I really think it's time for a woman to run this thing, because men been running it all their lives and been messing it up. I really think it's time for a woman to do it. I really think it's time for a woman to do it.
We would show you how to do it, that's for sure.
All right now.
We would show you how to do it.
Oh, my God. When did my podcast change? Where are we right now?
We will show you how to do it. Because if that's one thing we know how to do, we know how to run it.
Right.
I ain't watching.
I don't know about that.
I will.
Oh, yeah. I know. I know about it. We show you how to do it. Give us a lane and we'll see. Just give us a lane and we'll see.
That's why I always say, Elizabeth Warren, that's my candidate. If she could pick up some momentum, and you know, I would like to see her as president. I think there will be change there. I really do. I think there will be change, and that's the only one. I think Bernie would kind of begin to stabilize. No, I'm sorry. I think Bernie would be kind of would kind of stabilize after 4 years of what Trump did. But I think Elizabeth Warren would move forward into the future with it, man.
Nothing ain't gonna change if they don't get rid of Mitch. They have to flip that Senate. They gotta flip that Senate.
I really believe that's who Barack wants. He just can't say nothing yet because of Joe. But I think he really would like for Elizabeth to be the one.
Really?
Now, wait a minute. Speaking of Barack, do you think that Barack endorses Bloomberg, or did he?
No.
That thing was shot in 2013.
Oh, I know that. Bloomberg
next,
was in New York.
Next time you see that promo, the lower left-hand corner, September, August of 13, that thing was made for the anti-gun law.
They still had to get Barack's okay to do that, right?
Yeah.
Barack
gave him the props on those things, those different things that he's advertising. Barack gave him his props on it because that was
He had to give him the okay. Yeah, he had to give him
He didn't give him the okay.
That's where Biden messed up at. He should have been running ads and stuff like that. That's
he
more like a vice
got
president
the money.
Ad.
He ain't got the money.
Right.
Yeah, those are like vice president ads. He messed up on that. He missed his shot to run those kind of ads. But I hear you. He don't have the money. I hear you.
Yeah. All of them would love to run those type of ads, but they just can't do it.
Let me hit you with another hard fact. And just think about this. Why would you spend $2 billion? $2 billion. On the job that's going to pay you $450,000 a year. Why would you spend that kind of money on that?
Because you can get in there and do exactly what Trump's doing.
That's all I'm saying.
It's the principality of the thing, Smokey.
It's the principality. It's the
that's what it is. It's the principality of the thing. It's power. It's the power.
That's why they want all the money so that they can have the power. Because if you get the money, then you get the power, then you get the
Respect.
Well, okay.
That's what all that is.
If I got $96 billion or some astronomical number like that, don't I already have the power? See, that's when we start to reach that plane. There is never such thing as enough. You'll spend $2 billion on a job that's going to pay you $400,000, but you get to say you were the president. Really?
It's not like the interest. That's like the interest off of his money or something. They were saying that's like nothing for him. They said the money that he spent on that is like nothing.
I didn't realize you were that cynical. Really?
He's worth $65 billion. So $2 billion, that still leave a whole lot of change.
Trump's money is Trump ain't got that kind of money. Trump owe more to the banks than he'll ever make.
Watch this. He used to owe more to the banks than he ever would make. That's no longer a fact. No. See, watch this. No, there's always an upside to everything that the president's doing. Well, trust me, I'll bet you right now his net worth is more than it has ever been in his life. But for real, though, not what he said.
No, absolutely.
Hey, but listen,
absolutely.
As we get ready to bring this podcast to a close, I thank you for hanging out with the crew of the Attic. Again, we like to have everyday conversation on our podcast, and we don't use a filter. You probably going to get some perspectives here that might not make sense to a lot. But trust me, everything that you got to when you talk about our government today, you got to learn to read between the words. Okay, you got to look at what's said and then understand what's meant. And right now, what's meant, as far as this country goes, is what is best for the president. don't mind anybody else. And after the president makes what's best for him possible for him, then I guess we get the scraps. But because what he's making is so ginormous, yeah, ginormous, that even the scraps to those who get to collect them, yeah, even the scraps to those that get to collect them are still huge. Hey, this is co-producer for Hodge the Hodge on Block Talk Radio. We'll talk to you next Wednesday night. Let's say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight.
Goodnight, everybody.
Peace.